I'm out and going. It's been fun. Have a great day. See you tonight. I love you too. Got my fur, man. Yeah, see ya. Oh. Well. Okay. Wonderful walk to work. Tuesday. First, second week of January. That was what was making the noise all night, I bet. Now they're just pulling at like 4 o'clock in the morning there. You can hear the noise. It's live. What are you going to do? People need to make their living too. Anyway, so Tuesday. The girls have left with Lisa and Josh to go and get on the bus and go back to their places. Same at Minnesota. And run it to with their mom. They think it's very last minute to come and tell me that she's transitioning. I don't think I could tell you how I feel about this. I think it's silliness. But, and she knows it. So it's like, you know, because, well, at the very least, if you come back and you say, Dad, why did I do this? And she said, well, it wasn't that anybody told you not to. Told you that it wasn't interesting. I think it's hilarious that people can think that they can be something that they're not. The audacity of someone to say, hey, I think I should be a man, and you go, how on earth do you have any concept of what it's like to be a man? It's the height of presumption. Walk around and say you're somebody. It's like walking around telling people, hey, I feel like Donald Trump, and then expecting everybody else to sit there and say, oh, yeah, we have to treat her as if she's Donald Trump. You know, I don't. She's not. You know. It's like, how can you possibly say that you are a basket full of other experiences that you obviously are not? The only person you can be is yourself. And that comes all the stuff in it. You can't just decide to throw out chunks of yourself and then have the audacity to insist that other people play in your fantasy land. You're going, I'm not going there. As if there's something wrong with being a woman. Well, I'm not a woman like that. And you go, who said that was the qualification for being a woman? Because you're just as much a woman as they are. because I don't understand why you don't think you qualify. Or anything like that. This comes from such twisted up anti-logic. I can't see it. That's why when Shana decided to say the Shay thing, you know, I want to be called Shay. That was a test bed for everything else. If she can get people to call her Shay, which is nothing, if that's a nickname, that's fine, whatever. That was why I don't do it. Didn't know your name, Shana. I know. As far as I recall, I'm the one that gave you the name. If you don't like the name, fine. I says, but I can choose what I call you. You don't get to dictate that. Because even if you go through the hassle, you see, that's the funniest thing is, you're caught in this weird situation. She has to stay destitute, near destitute, or else she would have to cough up the money to try to make herself into a man. And you go, I don't care. It's not going to change what you are. Good luck changing your genes. Good luck changing who your parents are. Good luck. You know, boy. Gene therapy, if it gets to that point, wow, that'll be amazing. I've got your birth certificate. I know who you are. So, I don't know. It just ends up being the whole squirrely thing about, here's the pathetic thing. Says, if you're going to try to change your gender here, you know, I'm sorry, you're going to go from being a reasonably competent female to being, number one, not being a guy. But swearing up and down that you know enough about guys to claim it. And you go, funny, this is how you be a state of being. Cat can say all day long she's a dog, dress like a dog, try to lop off their ears enough to make it look like she's a dog. But you know what? It's still going to be a cat. And the funny thing is, you're going to be a pretty pathetic dog. You're not going to be able to do what dogs just do by nature. You're going to be killing yourself trying to fake that you're a dog. You know how tough it is to be inauthentic that long without going off the deep end? That's Hollywood. Playing different people in movies, that's schizophrenia. You justify it by the fact that it pays you money. If you're lucky, a lot of money. And you go, oh, transgenders have a horrible time. And you go, I think it's people don't treat them well. And you go, no, It's because you can't make up stories. You can't fake so exclusively that your body just kind of rejects the whole thing. Why do you think they commit suicide? It's because you can't be fake for very long at all without it messing you up. And suicide is one of the classic ways. Then you get screwed up. You know, constantly playing somebody else. You're constantly put into compromising situations. Look at this poor guy. He's married, right? And what's he doing? He's passionately kissing some other woman on film as a job. Are his emotions all screwed up? Yes. This is why Hollywood marriages aren't very useful. They don't last very long. Especially if you're willing to do whatever it takes to really succeed. Which means really selling yourself, you know, giving yourself over to it. Why on earth do you want to follow those people's lead? We all know they're screwed up. We all know they're in bad trouble. We all know that even if they're really good actors, that's what they are. They're actors. I lie for money. I tell you I'm somebody that I'm not. We give kind of a pass to them because that's the way it is. I think it's funny when they jump all over Donald Trump. You know, he's so disingenuous, and you go, this is funny coming from an actor. You're paid to be disingenuous. And yet you think it's okay for you to be that way, but it's not okay for him. The first people that should be bellying up and saying, hey, man, I know about disingenuousness. I do it for a living. I have no problem with it. It's that self-loathing. I can't but imagine that these people who want to change their gender are actually twisting themselves the wrong way. Instead of just saying, you know what, I'm going to stop being disingenuous, they actually say, no, no. I'm going to try to make my disingenuousness real. That's how I'll do it. Instead of me changing to fit things, I'll force everything else to change. I've already told Shayna, I'm not going to change. She's going to be my daughter. I'm going to call her my daughter. She's a human female. That's all there is to it. I know she desperately, desperately, desperately wants some rationalization, some justification for the things that she's done. She wants somebody to come back and tell her, oh, well, that explains it all. Okay, you're all right then. That's what she wants more than anything else. And she's willing to go to a sick level to do it. And that's sad. Really, it's sad. Shayna was perfectly, well, the problem was she's been doing this to herself for so long. I don't think anybody, including me, can identify what's authentic about the girl. Least of all her. You know, there can't be some voice of reason coming in saying, Shayna, here, let me show you who you are. And you should start working toward this. Because she's played the game for so long, and she's fooled around with it so much, she lost herself. She was so busy playing games really early on But yeah, it's like, I don't know who I am. And you go, yeah, that's right. Why are you choosing to do this thing? This isn't going to find yourself. This is just you trying to fit in. With a group that has no expectation, that has no morals, and you think that's the road to happiness. Whenever you start pitching around the virtue of being guilt-free, you know you've got a problem. And so that's a bad road to go down. I said, instead of trying to be honest, to have integrity, to use the gifts that God has given you to bless the world, instead of doing these things, you're trying to get rid of guilt or pain or shame. It's like the way to get rid of those is to stop doing the things that are causing guilt in the first place. You know, man up. Grow up. And you go, no, my most important thing is that I don't want to feel guilt. So the first thing you do is you say, I want to avoid things that make me feel guilty. And you go, okay. But then, yeah, you start avoiding all kinds of stuff. You wrap up into a little ball and you go somewhere. And what you find out is you can't avoid it. You can't stay as you are with natural guilt gnawing at you. That's where the suicide comes from. I just don't feel this way anymore. And you go, but you never listened to anybody that loved you and was willing to help you. Constantly rejecting of everything that could make you feel guilt-free. I mean, that's what Christ does. That is the atonement. You come back and you go, I don't feel guilt. I don't feel a lot of guilt, sure. There's a little. When I put off something that probably really needs to be done, that is guilt. I said, don't do it. Don't go in that direction. It's not going to work. Can I give you the pictures of all the people who took their own lives because they were trying to avoid guilt? It doesn't work. You must simply face it and rectify what causes the guilty feelings. Now, you might very well have a mental illness without feeling guilty. But trying to throw away your essence and say, this is how I can get rid of guilt. That's the road to suicide. And guess what? What are you going to feel after you do that? Guilty. So it doesn't do it. The biggest thing you can do that you think will finally bring it to an end, craving oblivion is how I talk about it, because that's what most people want. I just don't want to exist anymore. I'm going to give you a little hint. That's not going to work either. You have lots and lots of choices to make. That aren't going to cause guilt. That's not one of them. Murdering yourself is not a good choice. Now, if you're mentally ill, I don't know. But who's braver? Who's more courageous? Who's stronger? The person, even though they have those feelings, they They actively fight them and say, I'm not going to go down that road. I'm not even going to start down that road. I'm not going to entertain those thoughts in the mind. I'm going to push them out with better thoughts. Think about the positive things in your life. The love of your family. Things like that. Try to run away from your problems. It's never been the answer. Never. Hilarious, I know. But that's it. That's simple. If people try. Here's my daughter thinking that somehow if she becomes a man, things will go better. And you go, my dear, 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 dear stupid girl. It says, you don't know how difficult it is to be a man. Talk to me. Bye.